Frank talk does not offend me, said Donald. Hatley knew what her sister feared. Not shadows, Lannisters, she thought to herself, glancing back to where the dwarf rode beside Bronn. The two of them had grown thick as thieves since Chicken had died. The little man was more cunning than she liked. When they had entered the mountains, he had been her captive, bound and helpless. What was he now? Her captive still, yet he rode along with a dirk through his belt and an axe strapped to his saddle. Wearing the shadowskin cloak he'd won dicing with the singer, and the chainmail hauberk he'd taken off Chicken's corpse. 20 men flanked the dwarf, and the rest of a ragged band, knights and men-at-arms in service to her sister Lysa and John Aaron's young son. And yet Tyrion betrayed no hint of fear. Could I be wrong? Captain wondered, not for the first time. Could he be innocent, after all, of Bran and John Aaron and all the rest? And if he was, what did that make her? 6 men had died to bring him here. Resolute, she pushed her doubts away. When we reach your keep, I would take it kindly if you could send for Maester Coleman at once. Sir Roderick is feverish from his wounds. More than once she had feared the gallant old knight would not survive the journey. Toward the end he could scarcely sit his horse, and Bronn had urged her to leave him to his fate. But Catelyn would not hear of it. They had tied him in the saddle instead, and she had commanded Marillion, the singer, to watch over him.